Hey, this is RJ Sills. You can check out my weekly tokusatsu articles every week on JustUsGeeks.com, Toku Tuesday, and I'm here at Lexington Comic and Toy Convention with the Just Us Geeks podcast.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 156 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Episode 156. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com. Go check out our friends at Lynda.com/JustUsGeeks for a free 10-day trial of awesomeness. Go do it. Joining me for episode 156 is one Logan Barnes.
How you doing, guys?
It's just me.
How you doing, Josh?
How you doing, Josh? I'm doing great.
I don't understand plural.
I know. Well, you don't understand a lot of things. Also joining us for episode 156 is one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you trying to not be funny now?
I'm trying to not be funny.
It's fine.
It works better when I don't try.
I've noticed that.
Like right now, I'm not even trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it work that way for
I'm
you?
I'm so funny.
Does it work that way for you as well, James Stratton?
Hello.
One day we'll
release. We've been sitting in this room for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
There was literally a 2 minute and 57 second like dead time before we actually got going that the Gov will probably be kind of
he'll appreciate
about.
It. He'll love it. He can do whatever he wants to
he
with that footage.
No, he
loves us.
He'll do something with it.
He'll bank it.
And we love you.
One day when one of us runs for public office, it'll all come surfacing right back
it's
up.
Fine.
Surfacing.
We
that's
all
a funny
have a
word.
Past.
Surfacing is a funny word.
Servicing.
I said surfacing.
Oh, well, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Like a Microsoft Surface?
What? Yeah, it would be just as bad as a Microsoft Surface.
Okay.
Just as bad.
Surface.
I don't have one. I don't know.
Surfaces are cool.
Just as bad? There's a version of that out there somewhere, too. All right. So we are just back from...
I don't
from,
know how I feel about reacting to that.
We're back from our travels from Lexington Comic and Toy Convention 2015. Next week, I will say this. Next week, we're gonna get back to Tweet the Geeks. So look for our Tweet the Geeks question of the week next week at the beginning of the week. Going to be good stuff. We'll get back to all that jazz. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about our travels to Lexington, Kentucky for LCTC 2015, kind of give out a recap, and why did we not leave you there, Logan?
You guys...
Because I'm the bestest.
You guys need to calm down right now.
No. You weren't paying attention. It was pretty funny.
I was paying attention.
It was
and
pretty
it wasn't
funny.
No, it was Logan. Okay. So,
what are we doing, Josh?
So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the con for a little bit. And then we're going to take a break for a very small break. And then we're going to talk about Nintendo on mobile consoles. Mm. Not consoles, but your
Wait,
phones. Mario
you
goes
say,
mobile.
You mean mobile device.
Yeah, mobile device.
This
That's
is
what
just
I was looking
the
for.
Tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's called the intro, Matt. It's usually where we set things up.
Yeah, so this is all the tip of the iceberg.
This is
and now it's
the
over.
Iceberg.
Okay.
Yeah, this is.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
This is part of the iceberg.
I'm what done.
Dropping the mic already, Matt?
I'm done.
Dropping knowledge.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's been something.
It's been something.
It's been something.
I'll tell you what, it's been a thing. It's been good.
It's been a thing. Well, LCTC 2015 was a thing.
It was.
And
it was a good thing.
We went and did that jazz. So we're just going to talk a little bit about it. There are a lot of things that we could talk about in detail, but you can see for yourself over at our YouTube channel.
Videos.
Go check out the YouTube. That would never happen again. No.
I'm going to recommend you don't
the
do
YouTube.
That again. Or do it again.
Go check out the YouTube.
No, I'm doing it. No, I'm doing it. I'm like, that's stupid. Stop doing it. And
now every time
it.
You hear this, you mean,
go check.
I gotta go to YouTube, guys.
Hey guys, I gotta go to YouTube.
This episode brought to you by YouTube.
Hey guys,
it's not.
We have a YouTube channel.
It's pretty good. So just go to YouTube and search for the Just Us Geeks podcast, and there you will find some of our awesomeness from LCTC 2015. As of right now, you can find our Saturday and Sunday videos we shot there Saturday and Sunday, and as of right now, the day you can hear my voice, there will be we have an interview with Ivy Doom Kitty. Logan got eaten alive by Ivy Doom Kitty.
Eaten alive.
Yeah, she ate you alive. And Walter Koenig from Star Trek, the original Chekhov.
Where do you keep your nuclear weapons?
Did you know he wasn't actually Russian?
Yes.
Blew my mind. And the one and only Vern Troyer. So go check those out. I had no idea. That, like, he started talking and I was like,
that's your real voice?
I just kind of stood there for a second. I was like,
is he cool though? He's cool, dude.
His interview was really good.
I thought it was pretty great too. Like, Logan had made a comment to me after we had finished the interview. He was like, you know, I think that was really good. We got some good stuff from him. And I didn't really feel that way while we were doing it, but listening back to it,
I was going to say, I watched the footage as soon as you guys got done with it.
Yeah, like he
it was good.
He gave us some answers about the original Trek series that I was not really expecting. So,
are you talking about Walter? Or are you talking about Vern?
You didn't segue.
Vern.
Yeah, no, series.
We were talking about Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about Walter Koenig.
That was a really good interview too. That was really good.
Oh, I've not seen the Walter Koenig.
Yeah.
Go watch that. Remedy that before this comes out.
Vern Troyer's cool too.
He was a super cool guy, man. I'm glad that I got to meet him. I mean, he was a pretty cool guy. How did you guys like the con?
Interesting.
Not all at once.
I'll go first.
I'm just going to let Logan go first.
I really enjoyed the con. I've been to a couple before. I've been to MTAG, the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, and Gen Con. Been to Gen Con 4 times. Going to go for the 5th time this year.
4 times!
It's a huge convention, but LexCon was a nice medium. It was between the small closeness of MTAG, and then it had, you know, a lot of bigger names than MTAC, but just, I mean, not as huge as Gen Con was. So it's a very happy medium. It's a good con. I mean, there were a lot of old toys, a lot of comics and stuff to buy. The crowd seemed really nice. Nobody was really rude that we talked to. I mean, it was a cool place to be for sure.
Well, there was one person that was kind of rude.
Oh yeah,
you.
Well, there was 2 people that were kind of rude.
There were so there were two people so rude.
There was me and Tara Reed. We were the 2 rudest people there.
Oh, we love you, Tara Reed. We do.
We just don't like me.
We just don't like you, James.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
It's fine. So, Logan, what did you take away from the con?
Like stuff, or just like
how much money did you spend?
I watched you spend a little bit.
I spent over the whole weekend, food, lodging, everything, $600.
I wasn't being serious.
You didn't have to really answer.
But that's a good thing because the con is not that expensive either. Like, you can do this on a budget.
Tickets are what, $40 for 2 days?
$45 at the gate.
$45?
Yeah. Okay. So
it's not bad.
No.
You pre-order, it's cheaper?
Yeah, it's way cheaper. It's $10 off if you pre-order.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah.
But I mean, I like saved up for it.
It just depends on where you are.
Yeah. Logan, tell us, you had some cool experiences talking to people.
I did. I got to interview a lot of people. I showed how rusty I am at journalism. I have that degree, but haven't used it in a while. So
just randoms. You approached randoms.
I did.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was like, hi, I'm Logan. I'm with JustusGeeks.com, a geek culture website. Would you like a chance to
right
be in
on,
a YouTube
man.
Video about Gen or about LexCon?
Say, we weren't at Gen Con.
I know. I have that con on my mind now. It's the next
only one.
Line.
Been to,
but no, interviewed a lot of cool cosplayers, interviewed a lot of cool just general people. it was a good experience, and it allowed me to brush up, know what I need to do next time, kind of improve,
yeah,
make the gov a little happier.
How many folks did you think you wound up interviewing cosplay in Congo, regular folks,
probably close to 40. I mean,
wow, that's pretty great.
And that was, I mean, that's the crazy. Con wasn't open a huge amount of time, and we had to get warmed up the first day and everything. So, you know, it's a good amount of people, pretty good.
Yeah,
right on, man.
It was open on Friday night to VIPs.
Yeah.
Which is, in you know, is another concept, but it's shut up. But
VIPs,
whole different level than the.
We were at the Big Blue Martini.
We were having our own VIP.
That's right.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. When I got back from doing work, I was like, hey, Matt.
We were having fun.
You've been downstairs for a while.
There was nothing to do.
Yeah. I would suggest to people that want to go to LexCon specifically for interviews,
definitely, or not interviews, but autographs and stuff, definitely get the VIP ticket because you're going to have way shorter lines to get to people. I mean, it's more of a convenience thing, really, but having first access to that, the dealer hall, the exhibition hall, where there's a lot of cool stuff,
yeah,
is a good bonus.
We should have done, like, we should have done a lot of our, so we should have knocked a lot of our own work out on Friday night. But of course, not all the guests were there Friday night.
Yeah.
Only some, Eric Roberts was there Friday night. And I tell you what, I really hate this now. And I looked back on my notes in my head about my interview with him. I blew that interview with him. I didn't even get to talk to him about the Master. He was the Master in Doctor Who. He's the only American to ever play that role. There's a lot. Eric Roberts has done a lot of cool stuff, and he was just kind of there on Friday night.
Yeah.
Who do you think ended up being the biggest guest?
Austin St. John definitely had the biggest lines. I mean, he was huge. He, even on Sunday, he had a line that was forming, you know, out the door. I mean, to see him, they had to stretch his line in the hallway for safety reasons so it wouldn't take up the exhibition hall. I mean,
and David Yost and Walter Jones were standing there next to him, and they were like, come on, guys, we were a part of it too.
Hey, guys.
Nobody remembers us.
Yeah, but hello. Austin St. John doesn't get out much for this kind of thing. So, and David Yost had been to Lexicon a couple of years.
He and Walter Jones had been there every year.
So, yeah, they're cool dudes, but, you know,
they talked him into it.
Yeah. I think they learned a lot from Jason David Frank's time at Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
Is that the Green Ranger?
Yeah, the Green Ranger that people, Slash White Ranger. You know, like there was, it was very Power Ranger heavy this time around, which is fine because there were a lot of, that just means there were a lot of Power Ranger costumes there that were just freaking awesome. One of which is in one of our rap videos, a White Ranger guy, just freaking, that was a great costume.
There's one on the elevator.
We did a rap video?
On Friday night when we were just roaming around the hotel at our leisure. Just having a good time. We got on the elevator.
I don't
elevator.
Remember rapping.
We got on the elevator. There's a Power Ranger. And I was like, whoa, there's a Power Ranger on the elevator.
Is he a real Power Ranger?
Yeah. That's
I was cool. with you.
Yeah, you're with, that's why I'm talking
oh,
to you about it.
Oh, you're talking to me about it. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Anyway, yeah.
There's a Power Ranger.
There's a Power Ranger on the elevator. Elevator, yeah. Power Ranger.
Why
power,
didn't he just get his sword and have it carry him up instead of taking the elevator?
Because he would have destroyed the city.
That would have been a very elaborate costume.
It would have been very elaborate. So, Logan, you've done some really awesome work for us. I'm really looking forward to getting like a good compilation of those interviews up. You and our photog there captured a lot of good folks. So that's going to be a great part of our coverage from LexCon. That I cannot wait to publish. And that's coming probably this coming up week. So definitely keep a lookout for that.
Special thanks to our extra photographer who helped us out while we were up there.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, we were down a man. And thank you to some of our friends in Lexington for coming up big in the crunch and getting us a stand-in. But Brittany Caldwell did an amazing job for us. She took some great photos too. So
she did.
Yeah. So we had a great experience at LexCon. Just Us Geeks did.
And of course, I have to say one of my favorite things was meeting Andy Suriano.
That's what I was hoping you'd talk about a little bit.
Yeah, met the character designer for Samurai Jack the cartoon, and he also does the art for the comic book continuation for IDW, and he signed my first issue of Samurai Jack, and I bought an art book, and he did a neat sketch in the cover just right there at the table. It was really cool.
Yeah, he was a really awesome
guy. He was a really cool guy.
Yeah. So we recorded a small feature that we're going to release in the next week or so with Matt and James. It was really Matt, you'd been to a
what? Fade, you're like,
I've been to a what?
It's the first time we've had a video camera in the studio for
this
a while.
Is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Should but, I not look at the camera?
I don't just talk. So
look at me, man.
I'm just gonna
look at
just
me.
Just gonna look at you.
What
look
you need
me.
To know is that as of right now we're filming the bookend of that little segment, which was pretty much Matt and James go to a convention. Matt,
did we go to Washington?
Idiots abroad.
Yeah, Matt, you'd it's never fine. Been to one this size before, so
no.
Just kind of give me a little feedback on what you felt about LexCon, and what you liked, what you took away from it.
My favorite part of Lexicon was what I said I was excited about, the cosplayers, all the different costumes. Was they were all really interesting, and so much work those people put into those costumes. It's just the amount of time it takes to make a bounty hunter outfit that detailed.
Right.
Anyway, it was good. Not really. It's the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention, comics and toys, two things I've never really been very passionate about. So I was just kind of like observant. You know, I didn't really, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that I wanted to buy necessarily. I just, it was a good time. It was a good time. I just, if you're into that sort of thing, you know, it was done really well. The camera's freaking me out, man.
You had one on you all weekend, yeah, and now all of a sudden it's freaking
it
you out.
It's freaking me out and during the thing.
Oh, that's true. We were like, yeah. You were like, where do we look? Where do we look?
You look at the like, things.
It's like, just look around, man. What if I look in the camera? It'll be fine. Look in the camera.
Just, like, don't look in the camera.
So what did you think about having a camera on you the whole time, James?
I mean, it was the weirdest part was having Brittany walking around in front of us. Yeah.
We had
like this big circle of like, get away from us. Yeah. We're filming.
It didn't work very well.
No, we had a giant bubble around us.
Most of the time it was just me going, Brittany, left. No, you're left. Okay, to the right.
We just need to get a flagger next time.
Yeah.
So James, what did you take away from the con?
I didn't take anything away from the con.
I mean, I know you didn't
buy anything.
I know you didn't buy anything, but
you guys.
What about your experiences?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. When we first got in there, I mean, you know, me and Matt got in the big long line, which only lasted about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a fast moving line.
It's the fastest moving line I've ever been in. What?
It was just like, go to a place and walk forward.
Yep.
And don't stop.
That was the point. That's why you guys didn't go in on Friday night, was that, you know, we kind of wanted you to experience
be one of the regular people.
Right.
One of the VIPs.
Yeah, we were not very important.
We weren't
people.
VIPs either.
They had press passes.
Pink Ranger press passes.
Same thing. Whatever.
Well, and you know, like what I need to say is that one of the things that they did incredibly well this year was they made that Saturday line ride probably about 10 times shorter. Last year it was all the way out into the food court area, and down when you went into the first floor of the con, that's where you got your tickets as well. So they had it sectioned out. You didn't wait in line very long to get in, and it ended up being like, traffic wise, they did an amazing job.
Oh yeah. The flow of it was smooth.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, we got into that line and it went so fast, and I was just standing there with Matt, and I was like, well, we're not really standing. We're just kind of walking with these people. And but once we got into the hall, like the bottom floor hall, Logan was like, well, you guys need to do a lap and we're going to film it. And that's when I was just like, oh, good Lord, it's going to take us. And it took us about 30, 45 minutes to do one lap around the building.
It felt like days.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff to see.
There was so much stuff to look at. And, you know, by the time we got around, I was exhausted. I was like, oh, my God, we got to do this again.
Yeah.
But when we walked through, I guess my favorite part was, you know, that first day. That first walk through, I was like, I need to find table 802 and 803. And
that was our mission. Like, as soon as we walked in the door, like, we have to talk to this guy.
I went and I found Martheus Wade, who is a comic creator. He created the comic series Jetta, which also has a spinoff comic called Tura, Gun Angel. And he's working with a friend of mine making a movie about that. So I had to go and meet him and did a nice little interview with him. And he's such a nice guy. Really nice guy.
What was your favorite part of the weekend, Matt?
My favorite part of the weekend?
It was the after hours.
Those martinis, man.
Well, I'll tell you the things to do in that area.
Oh yeah, there was
so much stuff.
Everything's going on. It was crazy. It was a good time.
St. Patty's Day parade.
Yeah, there's St. Patrick's Day parade going on. You know, it was very busy. It was very busy. There was the Rocky Horror Show.
I was about
there
to say
all kinds of stuff going
you
on.
You went and watched Rocky Horror.
Yeah, you were there.
You participated in Rocky Horror.
I did participate in Rocky Horror. It wasn't as traumatizing or embarrassing as I thought it would be. It was pretty fun.
No, they're usually pretty gentle.
Yeah, they were fine. It was good. Yeah. It was
so,
good.
I was so tired. I wanted to go, but I was so tired.
Yeah, I was pretty tired too. But so, what would you do differently?
What would I do differently? Sleep more.
Sleep more. It's hard to do that when be
more prepared going down there, you know, for the...
Yeah, like now next year, you know, we'll know what to expect.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. I'm sure Matt didn't have any idea what we were supposed to do, what was expected of us this past weekend. So we were just...
And driving in the city is so scary for me, and it was just... It was crazy.
There was a lot of time where I was standing there, and, you know, Josh had been like, okay, you guys wait here. And then so it's just me and Matt standing around waiting on a text message to be like, okay, now go.
Now go.
And then we felt like we weren't doing anything or that we didn't, you know, we didn't do enough.
Well, next year, guys.
For the show. So we just, I you know, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It's just soaking it all in.
It was a good time.
Except for my sad picture.
I took so many good pictures of you.
Your sad picture is the background of my phone now. Really?
Don't let James' pictures affect your perception.
Don't post
of how
my
good
pictures.
Of, well, I didn't post your pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I did post.
Did you really post the pictures of
on
me?
On Instagram, I did.
He did. It's great. But
I've got to get it.
Are you
Instagram.
Not my friend on Instagram?
I don't have Instagram.
You got to get one.
Well, he tags.
You're
he tags
already some, on Instagram.
He tagged someone named James. Matt, you did take some. You took some really great photos, man.
Yes, that was one thing I really enjoyed doing. I was like, I got this. I got a new camera. Phone. I got a.
You got a new phone.
I got a new phone.
Wow. I really am your background picture. That's so sad.
Yeah. It was a good picture.
So.
But that was one of the things I was looking forward to was taking pictures of all the costumes and just the scenery. And, you know, I'd never been to Lexington. So there was a lot to look at and there was a lot to capture. So that was one of my.
Did you catch them all?
Things. Yeah, I did. All of it.
I tell you what, we went to that Pokemon.
I tell you what about that Pokemon we went to.
We went to, there was a Pokemon engraving or something. I don't know, but they had crystal Pokeballs. And I woke up. And I was.
They had actual Pokemon in them.
And I went to get one for Zach because, you know, he's a huge Pokemon fan. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to go get him something. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
They didn't have a Snorlax. I was just like, you don't have a Snorlax? Like, no, we're thinking about doing him for the next go around.
They
I was
have
like,
a Mudkip?
I'm pretty sure they did have a Mudkip.
You should have just got him a Mudkip.
Yeah, but he likes Snorlax the best.
He would have liked a Mudkip.
But I was just like, well, you know, next year, if you got a Snorlax, I'll buy one.
Oh.
So I didn't get one. But
how do you not have a Snorlax?
I don't know. They only had
They
like
didn't have
six.
A Poke Flute, guys. Come on.
What?
You have to wake Snorlax up with the Poke Flute.
Okay. Yeah.
That joke fell flat.
We're not Pokemon players,
know.
Logan.
We're talking about Zach here. He's the Pokemon guy.
Logan, is there anything that you would do differently? Did you get to do a lot of things that you wanted to do? Is there anything about the con that you hope is different next year?
I don't know. As far as the con goes, I kind of wish maybe they could get like a bigger location to put everything on one floor. Because I mean, while it did divide the crowd, it was a little disjointed because the second floor had nothing. On it.
It was so sad because Ernie Reyes Jr., who was the only movie star on the second floor, was just up there in the corner by himself. Yeah. And I was just like, he belongs downstairs with everybody else.
Yeah.
They should at the very least have all the guests in one spot to kind of prevent that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of vendors there.
There were a lot of vendors there.
Once, like the few times that I went upstairs, like I'd make my way upstairs just to, you know, kind of make sure that everything was okay. And our good friend Adam Prince, Nashville's Dark Knight, was upstairs. And it was cool to hang out with him. You can see him in our Sunday wrap up video
on our YouTube channel.
go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
I think anyway. A map would have been helpful.
Yeah.
Maybe a program or something.
They had those. Guys didn't have to wait in line to get your tickets. I went and got your
upstairs
stuff for
at
you.
The ticket booth.
But they had an information book. But they were kind of out of the way though. But there were signs. There were signage. And I'll say that when you go to a con, there's usually not a lot of that. But they did a really great job of that. I'm hoping next year that maybe they can incorporate some different pieces to let you know what's going on.
How long have they been doing this?
It's like their fourth or fifth year.
Fourth or fifth year.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly.
And it's gonna get better every year. They're gonna figure things out each year. They're like, we should change this.
I'm telling you, I think next year might be their best. I bet they knock it out of the park with guests next year. They had a lot of just unfortunate stuff happen to them. They had Manu Bennett cancel, and I know James was.
I was really excited to meet Manu Bennett.
I know. James is really bummed about that. Robin Lord Taylor.
Yeah, this is my I didn't get to meet Manu Bennett face.
Yeah, which you can find on our Instagram or on Instagram,
actually.
It's a
great picture, right?
That's the saddest thing ever.
I know. I love it.
Thanks, Obama. Robin Lord Taylor was supposed to be there. He canceled. You know, but I tell you what, one of the things that I liked a lot about it was that there was a great mix of people, and unfortunately, I'll say this: like I got to talk to Alan Oppenheimer for about 10 minutes, and the Gov recorded some of it. We didn't record any audio, but like he was one of the most approachable people I've ever met. Like a voice from my childhood, and I just walked up to him and was like, "You scared the crap out of me as a kid." He was like, I can do it right now as an adult too.
Yeah, no, that was creepy.
Yeah. But I had started out the conversation with Oppenheimer, you boob. And he thought that was pretty funny. But the folks that they had there, like, you know, I was really looking forward to getting to talk to Ernie Hudson, but because some of these other folks canceled, Ernie ended up being like the big guy this time around. And which is great to see. You know, Jeremy Shotta, I thought also was like the other huge get, so much so that they moved Tara Reid from the back wall to over to the side and pretty much swap places with Shotta to put him on the back wall to go through the turnstiles in the lines, because people were just, you know,
especially on Saturday. He wasn't busy Friday, but Saturday his line got pretty
Finn?
Big.
Yeah.
Voice of Finn.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did a neat little announcement over the thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty and Tara Reid just went, "Hi, I'm Tara Reid. I'm going to be signing autographs."
She just didn't. She didn't
love you, Tara.
She didn't really feel like I don't know.
She just didn't want to be there. No. You could tell that with a couple of people, not everybody, but there was a couple of people that were like, "I don't want to, like something better I could have been doing."
Well, like we were going to interview her Friday night, and they didn't do press. They didn't do press until Sunday, and at that point, I didn't feel like that was something I needed for us to get some good coverage. But really, really our focus this time, we were really focused on you, the folks that were there at LCTC 2015. And I think that we really accomplished that, Logan. I really feel like we took a good focus on folks that were there. We met a lot of good people. You talked to a ton of people. I mean, I felt like we got a really good sense of people at that convention.
Yeah. From all over.
Yeah.
And we asked the most different important places. Question of all.
What is that?
What do you geek out about?
I know, right?
We asked that.
What? What was the question you asked, Matt?
How many walkers have you killed?
James, you wouldn't know. You don't watch The Walking Dead.
We ask every person we encountered, VIP or not, media guest or not, what do you geek out about?
And that was, I think that ended up being like the question that really like hit Vern Troyer home. Like I can tell nobody ever asked him, what do you geek out about? He was like, "Oh man, video games! I love video games." I was like, well, "What kind of video games?" And it really kind
of—you could just tell when somebody lights up at that question. There,
yeah, that's a question that we're going to ask a lot of folks in the future, and it was a good kind of dry run with that. And we got a lot of great cosplayers that answered that question well. So you know, I think it was a good time.
I think the most unique one that I heard there was there was a lady dressed as Elsa, and she said she geeks out about Barbies. And I really liked that. Yeah. That was one of the most unique response.
On the way down, we were going through we were kind of communally going through the media and VIP list and talking about what, you know, would be. We were formulating some questions for folks. And I think one of my, I'm going to punch you in the face. I think one of my,
wait, why?
I'm talking to you, James.
What did I do?
You're going to get punched in the face.
Talking to Logan right in his face. I think one of my favorite interview was with Jeremy Bullock. The guy who played Boba Fett in Star Wars.
Oh.
He was a really great guy. I had a great conversation with him. And so in the truck on the way up there, we're like, what do we ask him? And I was like, I don't know, maybe we could take this in a totally different direction and just ask him random questions like, you ever seen a ghost? And so
hey, Boba Fett.
We had this whole
ask
big,
him about the Sarlacc pit.
We had a good funny conversation about the car. And so when we went up to talk to him, we were getting our equipment set up, and I was like, you know, I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen a ghost before, and he thought it was funny, and he laughed, and then got all serious and said, I have.
it was pretty funny.
It was great. He was a really great guy. I'm really glad I got to talk to him, and he was super awesome. There were a lot of great.
I think folks. We need to add, have you ever seen a ghost, to the staple of just.
I saw a lot of Boba Fetts. I saw a lot of Ghostbusters.
Well, the 501st always have a humongous presence at LexCon, they did a great job this year. It was Ghostbusters. It was also nice to see like the Western Kentucky Ghostbusters group. Like that's a group. They get together and they build their costumes together, and they have a little message board.
Like the 501st.
It's just like them, but with Ghostbusters. Yeah. Like you could tell they really, because of the movie, like it's helped them really grow. It was interesting. I talked to them on Friday night. Some of them, I was like, so how do you feel about...
Have they ever seen a ghost?
I don't know. They're probably not afraid of it if they have.
They bust them.
Yeah.
Burner. And you think you see a ghost, you call Ghostbusters.
You know, I just... I don't know.
It's a river of slime.
I really do wish we could have asked some of those funny questions that we had on our list that just got nixed.
No, none of those.
Stop it.
But I asked some of the Ghostbusters, like, you know, what do you guys think about the new movies
coming
out? Do you
believe in ghosts?
We're not talking about that.
We had an episode about this back at Halloween.
I was just saying that's something you'd ask
anyway,
a Ghostbuster.
Anyway, so
obviously they made a living out of it.
You know, even those guys were like, I wish they wouldn't do, I don't know. Like, they had varied opinions.
What did they say about Kristen Wiig?
She's not funny.
They didn't say that, but they were like, it means more merchandise. That's good for us. And that's very true. So it's good for that fandom, I think, to come back.
Ernie Hudson, what was it like working with Slimer?
What's Slimer like?
He was a cartoon.
Ernie Hudson, who's going to play Slimer in the new
movie? Is that your best Ernie Hudson?
No.
I will tell you this.
That's the cartoon.
You would not have.
That was my best Keith David.
You would not have said that to Ernie Hudson. He was ripped.
I know.
Yeah, dude. He was
the star of the gun show.
Apparently, I missed a photo op with him. He walked right in front of me in the hallway, and James is like, it's Ernie Hudson. It's Ernie Hudson. It's Ernie Hudson.
Nobody.
And I'm like, I've got my phone out.
He had his
out,
phone out on pictures.
But it was so
and I was
dark.
Like, it's Ernie Hudson. It's Ernie Hudson. He's like, what?
And I saw him and I froze. I was like, oh, that's Ernie Hudson. Oh God.
Starstruck.
Yeah, I lost all.
You were afraid of that ghost.
I got kind of starstruck.
So. Who starstruck you?
Andy Siriano. Yeah, Tara Reid did star strike me.
She just hit you.
I was walking down the aisle and I had a bag in my hand of things that I had purchased, and she bumped into it on walking around.
And you were like, walk much?
But
you know who star struck me?
Who?
Bill Goldberg.
Did he star spear you?
I wish he had speared
me. No, because
me.
That was $50 for a spear.
was that on the list?
Yeah. You get speared for $50.
No, he stunned him, though. He did a Stone Cold Stunner on him.
He was a big dude. Like,
I was really He's a professional wrestler.
No, he's
They're
retired.
He's not, no, he
I,
was.
I was really surprised at how large he was in person.
I was surprised that
really?
He was able to maintain
Yes.
Oh. Well, he talked about in his panel that he's been doing, like, jiu-jitsu for the last 10 years, like training.
He's too big to do jiu-jitsu.
He's a legit fight master.
I'm a fight master.
No. Goldberg, if you're Goldberg. Listening, James Stratton would like to challenge you.
I challenge
to a duel.
You.
Yeah. That's easy to say now.
James Stratton, you're next.
No. I want Goldberg to take this challenge on. He's got to survive 3 minutes in the ring with me.
Are you just going to talk to him the whole time? Or?
Yeah, I'm going
to
bore him to death.
Goldberg snaps man's neck.
Are you going to take your shirt off?
I might.
Yeah.
Shirts versus skins.
I hit him with a truffle shuffle. What's he going to do?
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to stone cold stun you. It's over.
I saw a thing on Twitter. It was on the date 316. It was like, happy 316. Here's 24 minutes of Stone Cold Stunners. That's so awesome. And I was like, I watched I watched five minutes of it. I was like, interesting seeing different people sell it.
I'll tell you what. I guess it was Monday after we'd been back. I was getting ready.
Did you watch 3 hours of Raw?
No, but I watched Goldberg and some. I watched it was like Goldberg and the Raven or some fight.
Yeah,
like
the Raven. Yeah,
yeah. I watched that whole fight.
Goldberg was like legitimately fun to watch.
You know, we're gonna do a wrestling episode pretty soon. Yeah,
I signed up for the WWE Network, so we have access to all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
WrestleMania
is this weekend, guys.
Oh, is
can
it?
We all yes. have a WrestleMania party?
Can we dress up like wrestlers?
I don't know if I'm going to be home this weekend.
You need to find out so we can have a WrestleMania party.
I just get to wear trunks.
I think we should all go as Goldberg to a wrestling party. Yeah.
Tell them you can't make it because it's WrestleMania.
That would have been an okay excuse in 1998.
I will lose my job if I say I can't make that.
Well, James, because it's WrestleMania weekend.
It's WrestleMania.
Who's fighting? Who's?
I have no idea. I haven't watched.
You don't even know. Nobody. None of us have watched wrestling.
Sting. Like, Sting is going to be there. Sting's the big thing right now.
I bought the WWE Network.
Sting, really?
Yeah, Sting is coming back. He's making a comeback.
He's in WWE?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I bought you know the access to the WWE Network, and all I've done is watch old stuff from when I was in high school.
Oh, is the Owen Hart footage on there? They said they were going to put that on there at one time.
No, God, no.
Not the actual footage. Mm-hmm. There is
Footage of it.
They've got...
Oh, it's horrible. I don't want to see it.
They've got the... I think it was a pay-per-view, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pay-per-view.
They've got that pay-per-view, and at the beginning...
It was WrestleMania.
No, it wasn't WrestleMania.
It wasn't WrestleMania.
It was the one after WrestleMania.
King of the Ring or something. I don't know King anything the, about yeah, wrestling.
It wasn't King of the Ring.
I'm not sure what pay-per-view it was, but it was
horrible. May, I think, of like 1998, 99.
I don't think they do SummerSlam.
I was still in school. A friend of mine was
watching a phone call.
He was watching the pay-per-view, and he calls me back when we used to call each other on our house phones.
Yeah, what's a house phone? Yeah. Logan says.
He calls me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, Owen Hart just died. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He's like, yeah, he just died. He's dead.
But yeah, that horrible. Footage is not on there. They have a little card that says, you know, during the filming of this pay-per-view, Owen Hart fell and died, you know, because of his injuries or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't use the footage of him like shot on it. They use the cutaway footage that was filmed.
Yeah, so it's something everybody saw.
So they don't see it.
Yeah.
But at one point, one of the announcers said, this is not an act.
Yeah, this is not part of the show.
This is not a part of the show. This is a legit injury. We are concerned. This is not an act. They were repeating it over and over. This is not an act.
I listened to a Radio Lab on the way home from Kentucky, and there was
that episode.
There's one about Bret Hart, and it's so good.
That's the one I was pimping for so long.
Yeah,
that's a great episode.
Yeah, the Montreal screw job.
Yeah,
they talk about Bret's career. They talk about Owen. It's really good. It's really good. If you were a fan of wrestling at that time, and even if you're not, you know.
So maybe a wrestling show would be good.
I think a wrestling show is in order.
I fell asleep during Radio Lab on the way home.
Man,
were you driving?
Dangerous. We listened to like five episodes of that, and it was all really good.
It wasn't bad. I was just tired.
Jad Abumrad. I tell you what, I want to be one of the guys that reads the credits. I want to be one of the callers that get to call in and read the credits. That's all I want. I just want to do that.
Do they just get random people to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually people who are in the story.
Okay.
I did a pod spot, a series that we're working on that debuts on, well, that comes out on Thursdays. I did a pod spot last week about it, about Radiolab, but the website ate it because the website's ready to die. So the brand new shinyjusticegeeks.com may go live on Monday, which would be cool.
Monday's good.
Yeah, mine's not bad. Anyway, so LCTC 2015.
Wow, we went off course.
Yeah, that's definitely not on the page anymore. But it was a great time.
So, WrestleMania party?
If I'm home.
Fine. Okay. I'm
Goldberg.
There.
Is Sting still the Crow? Is he still that?
The Crow.
But that's what he looked
that's
like.
That's his inspiration is the white face paint. Yeah.
Does he still do that or is he still?
Yeah, like last week's episode or this week's episode, the whole arena went black and you heard, and he showed up when the lights came back on.
Was it like that?
How did it go, Logan?
That's my crow sound.
Well, let us know over on Twitter at Just Us Geeks if
would you like to see a WrestleMania podcast?
No, people have already told us. They've already said that we gotta do a wrestling show.
We need to talk about wrestling.
We need to talk about wrestling. Need to get Scotty down here.
But yes. Let us know. We have two people lined up for the wrestling show already. It's going to be really good.
Dylan Tater Sell and Lambert.
He's not one of them.
My brother used to wrestle. So we should get him on the show.
Scotty would be good.
Well, we're going to do that very soon. But if you've just joined us, if you just found us from Lexington Comic Con, let us know over Twitter at Justice Geeks. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page, all that good jazz.
YouTube channel.
And like us on Facebook. Oh my gosh, we're almost at 1,000 likes on Facebook.
So close. What's the number?
We're 19 away. We're 981 right now.
Hopefully 19 more people need to hit that like button.
Let me make some calls.
Hopefully Facebook won't steal them again.
Yeah, Facebook did this weird purge Friday night when we got to Lexington. I looked at my phone as we were going out on the floor because we usually have pretty good luck there with the shirts and everything else. When we got back, we went from 967 to 947. I was like, what the flip? I mean, I know some jerks that unliked our page because they're butthurt, but not 20 of them. So Facebook did some calling.
We had two people unlike the page because of the 50 Shades of Grey show.
Well, that's fine. We got those back real fast, but
that's fine. Yeah, fine.
But for all of you people who have liked the page over the past couple of days, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, welcome.
Keep checking stuff out.
So. If you see us in person, I'll give you a high five.
We could have Fallon'd people while we were there.
High five, buddy. High five.
I should have Fallon'd CJ.
I didn't Fallon anybody. I'm sure I did. I just don't remember it.
It'd be funny if like Walter Koenig Fallon'd CJ.
Shut up,
CJ
Logan.
Went for like a handshake and there was just nothing.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yep. Awesome.
No. All right. This is the time we get to meet you guys. It's great. So as I said at the beginning of the show, this episode is brought to you by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit Lynda.com/JustUsGeeks. That's LYNDA.com/JustUsGeeks. Now, Lynda.com is for problem solvers, for the curious, for people who want to make things happen. Maybe you want to master Excel, learn negotiation tactics, build a website, or boost your Photoshop skills, go to lynda.com and feed your curious mind. There are lots of great courses on there that you should definitely check out, like, you know, Excel 2013, Power Shortcuts, iPhone and iPad Security Fundamentals, and Growth Hacking Fundamentals. I got a free lynda.com membership, and I tell you what, I've really enjoyed my time just tooling around on there and finding some new stuff. Even I'm going to take a couple courses over at lynda.com. So with a lynda.com membership, you can watch and learn from top experts who are passionate about teaching. You can learn at your own pace. Courses are structured so that you can watch them from start to finish or consume them in bite-sized pieces. Browse each course transcript to follow along or search for an answer and skip to that point in the video. Create and save your own playlist of courses that you want to watch to customize your learning path or share with friends, colleagues, and team members. Your Lynda.com membership will give you unlimited access to training on hundreds of topics, all for one flat rate. So whether you're looking to become an industry expert, you're passionate about a hobby, or you just want to learn something new, I want you to visit Lynda.com/JustusGeeks and sign up for your free 10-day trial. That's LYNDA.com/JustusGeeks. Almost made it. It was almost a good time.
Good job there.
So close.
Yeah, but you really should. Lynda.com.
They're cool. They're cool.
They're cool.
They're really cool.
So good thing. So, Matt, this one's for you. Matt. Boom, boom, boom. Mario is going to be on iPhone. Boom, boom, boom. Is he? Is he not?
On iPhone?
Yeah. I don't know.
So, iPhone, iPad, Android.
So, yeah. So, what happened with Nintendo?
Possibilities
this week?
Are endless.
They just kind of announced that they're going to be integrating mobile into their plan.
That's pretty much literally what happened.
Thing.
That's pretty much what happened.
They came out like, yeah, you know, whatever, we're going to do some mobile.
No. So I'm thinking about all of these old Nintendo ports that are going to be put on your phone.
No.
No?
No. They said that they were not going to port titles. They said it would take away from the console experience.
So anything
that we get is going to be new content.
Yeah, so what you're
completely
expecting...
completely original for mobile.
Right. Well, I mean, it'd probably be a Mario game, but it wouldn't have ever been seen on anything else.
It's going to be like you have to buy coins and stars with real money.
Oh, God.
Well, see, and that's the catch. People have wanted Mario on your phone for years, but you're not going to get it. You're not going to get Super Mario World. You're not getting Mario 3.
They're not going to get the games they want. Yeah. They're going to get new games.
Or you will, but you get like one life, and then you wait 30 minutes for that one life to respawn if you die. And
I hope that they give you an actual pay version instead of having like a free to download and pay to play. Give me like a $5 game.
Yeah.
And don't charge me anything.
I've been playing their freemium game on the DS right now, Pokemon Shuffle. And if that's any indication of what their mobile is going to look like, it's going to be terrible.
Why is that?
Because in Pokemon Shuffle, you get 5 hearts, which are basically attempts at a level. And every time you use one, fail or pass, that uses that heart. And another one comes back in 30 minutes. You can purchase hearts.
Even if you pass?
Yeah. You can purchase hearts 5 for a dollar, and it really, the game is built that you kind of have to focus on grinding up your Pokemon and like retrying multiple times to try and catch certain ones.
That does not bode well for Mario.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, how would you do that with Mario though?
Easy. Like I said,
it's just like a generic platforming.
You get to play a Mario level, but you have one life, and then like if you lose that life, you got to buy another or wait 30 minutes for that life to come back.
How can anyone think that that's a good idea?
Nintendo apparently does.
Well, I was thinking they were going to just, you know, pay me one price and then play the game. And I was excited about that. But if it's going to be free and then pay to play.
Check out Pokemon Shuffle on your 3DS. Just do it just to get a taste of what Nintendo could do.
Even if you hate Pokemon and you hate cards, try it out.
Pokemon's one
You'll
of those.
Probably hate
it's,
Pokemon.
It's not
Shuffle.
Cards. It's a puzzle game, but it's really, really fun, and that's the problem because there's no option to say, hey, can I just pay $40 playing. For this DS game and then, you know, own this DS game
play
and play it
infinitely?
As
much as you want to.
Yeah. Nope. It's like, no, you have to keep paying $40 to keep playing it.
No.
I hate the pay-to-play model. I know that they're making a ton of money doing it, but it's
billions of dollars.
Horrible.
I don't mind pay to play, like Final Fantasy 11 or Final Fantasy 14, stuff like that. Pay to win or the free to play thing, those are what annoy me. Because like with Final Fantasy 14 or 11, I know I'm going to get a consistently good product every time I pay for it.
I didn't mind paying a subscription fee for World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I felt like I was getting my money's worth.
Well,
out
I mean,
of it.
We were getting our money's worth for that, but you know, these games where
But nothing else is World of Warcraft. That's the problem. You're going to pay $15 a month for Mario?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But they did also announce their new console.
Well, they didn't announce a new...
Well, they said they're going to announce
it. It's like the Nintendo NX or something like that.
They did a pre-announcement for their announcement. They're like, we're going to announce this at E3, like... this year or next year?
I think it's going to be another handheld, honestly.
I think it probably will be.
They just released a new 3DS. Yep.
Yeah, but that's like they released like
they said console
3DSi,
so.
And then the 3DS is considered a console.
There's a lot of speculation that it also may be a VR headset.
Well, that'd be
and
fun.
How is going to
so we all remember the Virtual Boy?
We have one
here at this house.
I just
want to play it.
I don't know. I've lost a lot of
headache.
I lost a lot of faith in Nintendo with the Wii U. I mean,
well, this is a classic.
The Wii U's a good console, though. I like the Wii U.
But this move by Nintendo is a classic Nintendo move. Oh, we hear that you want Nintendo games on your smartphone. Okay, we'll make you Nintendo game. Did you want old Nintendo games? No. You just said you want a Nintendo game.
You're going to get this new stuff.
It's like they're getting a diluted message that they can't quite translate. I mean, I'm not like trying to make a joke here. It's like there's something lost in translation here. You want Nintendo games for your phone? Yeah, but I want Mario 64 on my phone, or I want Super Mario World on my phone. I don't want
you
new-
want these characters in a game that we're just gonna make
you don't
for
want
a phone.
Farmville Mushroom Kingdom edition. Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't, and I don't. I just I think that they just don't understand that. I don't understand why. I mean, it's like
because regardless of what happens, it has that little Nintendo in an oval, and people are going to buy it.
Yeah, that's
period.
True.
And that's the that is what I dislike most about Nintendo. It doesn't matter what they do or how hard they screw
they're
up.
They're going to make money.
Their fans are going to be there, and it's ridiculous. Because like after a while, you kind of have to give up.
first party Nintendo games have such a quality to them, though, to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, but
they play unlike any other games.
That's very true.
In existence.
That's true. I mean,
for me,
if a Mario game comes out, with the exception of like Mario Party, because I never feel like I have to buy it, but like
Mario Party's a lot of fun.
A Mario platformer comes out, I feel like I have to buy it. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, if the next,
nothing else feels like a Mario platformer.
Right. If when they finally decide to release the next Mario Galaxy game comes out, if it's $100, I'm still going to buy it.
They nailed 3D with Galaxy, I think.
But, you know, it's like, we want this game. Oh, okay. Well, you should have put it out at the launch. Well, okay. So you want a game. We'll give you a game. You know, it really is like there's something lost in the translation here.
What makes me think, though, that the NX is going to be a new handheld or like a hybrid, as some people are suggesting, is that they're still working on the new Zelda project as a Wii U title.
Well, they did that with GameCube and Wii. The Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Was they were working on it for the GameCube, and then they were like, okay, well, let's
came out for
Wii.
Both, and it was better for GameCube because the Wii remote sucks.
I enjoyed Twilight Princess on the Wii, but I mean, it gets tired after a while.
I don't want to do this.
No, I would much rather just
you do, but not for Nintendo.
Yeah.
But you were pointing at your Apple phone. That's because Apple releases consistently good products. Nintendo, their games are great, but their consoles and their online are...
I don't know. I just feel like... I don't feel like their consoles are crap. I mean, it's not like... I don't know.
Their consoles are good. They've put out consistently good consoles.
Yeah.
It's the but games.
Hardware-wise, it feels like they're behind.
They are.
They were behind in the last generation. They're behind in this generation.
Yeah. And that's what I think the NX might try to suffice if it's going to be a console.
But the problem is they don't have support for their games. Like, they don't have any third-party support. And that's why their consoles...
Because their controllers are tablets, and nobody wants to spend the development money to make a game that works with a tablet controller.
And nobody wants to hold that thing for hours.
But everybody puts a companion app out for every game.
Because it's easier to make an app than make your game work with a tablet controller.
You can hire an outside team to do...
Well, but I will say this, like... When the Wii U launched in what was it, Arkham Origins? Was that the Arkham game that was out then?
Yeah. City.
Was it Arkham City?
Yeah.
Origins did Origins ever come out for it?
For what are we? What,
yeah, because it had the electro gloves.
Yeah. It was Arkham Origins. That game with the gamepad, freaking phenomenal. Everything that you need is right there on the pad at all times. Now, there were a lot of games that they came out with where the pad was just black. Like, no one developed anything for the pad. It was just useless.
You're using a giant controller that fits weirdly in your hands.
But I'm a big guy, so it works for me, but I understand why people don't like it.
I never complained about the original Xbox controller.
No,
I think it was.
My development companies, they make these games for the PS4 and the Xbox One. It's the exact same game. You know, they've got it. You know, they know the controller layout and stuff. But with the Wii U, it's completely different. Like, the hardware's not
as good. They have to dumb it down.
Yeah, they have to water it down. The controller is weird. They have to write stuff to go with the controller. I mean, it's just... It's a pain that nobody wants to deal with, and that's why there's no third-party support on
the
Wii U.
My number one giant problem with the Wii U, though, is the sticks are above the buttons.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Ooh.
Have you not seen that? Both the analog sticks are above the D-pad and the buttons, so you have to move down, something you've been trained not to do for years.
Yep. You never thought about it, have you?
Yeah.
No. He and I had this conversation before, but yeah, it's an interesting thing. I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. I think it's interesting that they're making this foray. I think it's odd that they didn't choose to partner with Apple. I really do. Like... I would feel much better about it if they were like, okay, we're going to release console, we're going to release games to mobile devices, and here's Tim Cook.
Since when does Nintendo like making money? They have tons of money in the bank. They don't need to worry about making
it's
anymore.
It's like they know what they have to do to make money, but they don't do it. And I don't
know. And you know, I think that's why fans hang on so much, because they're like, they're going to do it.
It's coming.
They're
going
to do it. And then it misses the mark, and they're all just like, oh, but then Nintendo's like, but we have another thing coming. And,
well, Nintendo always has something in the backpack ready to be pulled out at any time. You know,
they're just going to drop that new Earthbound game and blow everybody's mind.
New Zelda.
That's what people are waiting on now.
So what I'm waiting on.
Waiting on a new Metroid that doesn't feature Crybaby
and
Samus.
I'm hoping with their foray into the mobile world that this will maybe open up doors that where they can release these properties onto real hardware.
I don't know. I'm really interested to see what's going
to
happen.
I would like to see Nintendo do a new serious IP, though, outside of Metroid, Mario, and Zelda.
I'd just like to see them release an IP, like, you know, an original. Because
like Mega Man.
Well, that's Capcom.
Everybody's Splatoon is going to be their new IP, and it's just Call of Duty for kids.
They have this core group of properties, and I don't think that's ever going to change.
I got two Wii U games for Christmas, and it was...
Mario?
Smash Brothers. And the wife got me Wind Waker because I hadn't picked it up yet.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I've got, you know, all the Mario platformers.
Yeah.
Zombie U, and which I didn't play very much. And, you know, and then
it's a pretty good game.
Smash Brothers. And that's it.
But how's a Mario game going to play on a phone?
Easy. They do the little digital buttons in the corner. It works on an iPhone.
It works. Yeah. On a phone.
I got to
like
have
this,
like. Actual buttons.
You're not going to get a button.
No.
I got to have actual
buttons. You can actually get like little buttons that stick to your screen.
It's stupid. Don't do that. Yeah. We want to hear from you, though, over at JustUsGeeks.com. What do you think about this?
Tell us
your opinion. I know there are lots of strong Nintendo fanboys out there, one of which is our good friend Eric Plunk.
I was talking about him the entire conversation. Yeah, I was like,
he's probably listening right now.
He's going to have some words.
He's going to stab me in my sleep.
He might.
We'll let him.
We'll let him.
Don't get me wrong. I love Nintendo.
Yeah, I do too. Too, but
I question a lot of the stuff they do.
I love Nintendo, but it's always like, Nintendo!
Yeah.
Come on, man! I'm not going to buy your lemonade until you set up a better stand, Nintendo. I mean, come on, we love you, but...
I mean, like, they're bringing, like, the equivalent of what they're doing with the next-gen consoles right now, with the current-gen consoles right now, is like a little Samsung pop-up store in Best Buy is compared to an Apple retail store. It's night and day difference. One you can avoid in just by walking around it and going to the other thing that you want. The other one's like, boom, it's there. It's the full experience.
I really just wish they would focus their efforts and make the best handheld in existence, because I think they could.
They already have. Nobody else does handheld gaming the way Nintendo does.
I understand, but I'm talking like just blow it out of the water, make it a next-gen console in your
hands. He wants 8K in his hand.
I feel like mobile would hurt their handheld market.
It does. Mobile
that's
hurts
why they,
everyone's
That's why they
now.
Said they were going to do different titles. That was one big thing was they were like, we don't want titles to cross because we don't want to hurt our handheld
There's
market.
Games that you can only get on the 3DS, games you can only get on the phone.
Yep.
Like Smash Brothers. Phone
Smash Brothers. You got to buy each character for a week.
It'd be terrible. James, you got some movie news for us?
I got a couple of little tidbits of
Let's
movie
hear
news.
It. Throw it down.
Well, first up today, yesterday, if you're listening to this on Friday, it was announced that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to produce and star in a live-action version of Fraggle Rock.
Explain.
It sounds dumb.
Well, I mean,
it does sound dumb.
What's there to explain? It's a puppet show.
R-rated Fraggle Rock.
No, it's not R-rated. It'll be a kids movie.
Fraggle what?
it's a Jim Henson created show. You know, for
what
HBO,
Fraggle Rock is,
but it was an HBO original.
Yes, I know. I watched it when it originally was on.
Right.
But how are they going to do a live action Fraggle Rock?
I don't know. How did they do a live action Space Jam? They're just going to do it, man.
Well, that wasn't live action. It was animation.
How'd they do a live action Fraggle Muppets
Fraggle
movie?
Fraggle Rock was live action.
Exactly.
Well,
it was puppets.
There's puppets.
There was humans. There was a dog. Yeah.
But we know that's not what that wasn't a real dog. That was a puppet dog.
That was
James.
A puppet dog, but it, you know, it was a dog.
The old guy was the only one that
but those
was live.
Were real like sets that they built. Like there were caverns and stuff and little construction dudes.
That's probably about the size.
That's as live action as you can get.
That is.
Little construction dudes that they eat. I always felt weird about that as a kid. Like I didn't know whether you're like, eat them or like, they shouldn't do that. I don't know. So that's interesting. What else you got for us?
Well, other news, George Miller came out today and said that... unlike the trend of 80s movies getting reboots or sequels currently and going
like
from,
every one of them.
Yeah, instead of going and you know not going from R-rated to PG-13, watering down your property.
Yeah.
He will not be doing that for Mad Max Fury Road.
Woo!
Mad Max Fury Road is rated R.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for that movie.
There's another kind of big thing in movie news.
What?
They released the first footage from the live-action Attack on Titan movie.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Actually, there's a lot of people that care.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. So.
It looks okay.
It looks pretty interesting.
They didn't show a whole lot.
No, but it looks good. That looks Titan, like it fits the
flow. That's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I don't understand it.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder, James, but I thought anime fans need some attention.
I feel like that's an anime that I should watch.
I kind of feel like that's an anime everybody should watch just because it's very relevant.
It's a serious anime, too. Yeah, it's not super goofy.
No.
And that's one thing that always turned me off from anime was it was just all so
They have little bitty mouths, and then when they get scared, their mouth gets bigger than their head.
Yeah.
It was just crazy stuff. I couldn't take it seriously.
I think you'll be able to grasp onto this.
I'll try it. I mean,
they released another Ultron trailer.
Oh yeah, the TV spot.
Yeah.
So the whole movie's out?
Pretty much.
No, they've said that there's only 5 minutes of footage from the movie that's out right now. Less than 5 minutes.
No. You know there's portions of that aren't even going to be in the movie.
Right.
Yeah. And probably my favorite movie news of the week was they released the trailer for Pixels. Adam Sandler, Kevin James,
The Dink
with his little mullet, who I think is supposed to be a characterized version of the guy from King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters, Billy Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Mitchell.
That's my favorite documentary of all time.
God, I watched that documentary. It's so good.
You just cheer for that. I want to interview the guy, the guy who really has the record, you know.
It's some Asian guy now. I checked.
Oh, really?
I checked on Twin Galaxies, yeah. It's some Asian guy. Well,
that guy just kind of poofed.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's not there anymore. At the end of the documentary, you know. I would like to throw down with Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell and...
I don't remember.
What was his name?
K. Kong.
Anyway.
D. Kong.
Anyway.
I don't think I could play Donkey Kong for that long to set the record.
To kill screen it? Absolutely not. You kill screen Donkey Kong and then you still may not beat the record. I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good documentary. Anyway, so that looks like fun. Anything else?
Yeah, Pixels. Not really.
Is there anything people should go watch at the box office this weekend?
Steve Weeb.
This weekend?
Steve Weeb, yeah.
I mean...
Steve Weeby. Yeah.
Weeby.
What's coming out besides Insurgent? It's not really our market,
I can't wait until we can go see Ozland.
I've got to get in touch with Michael. He was showing it down in Meridian this week. Yeah. And he should be back up here soon, and we will get it set up. And
it'll
you
be
guys
awesome.
Will go watch Ozland, and we will talk to Michael about it afterwards.
Be great.
Sweet.
That's movie news.
Movie news.
I like movies.
Go to
YouTube. I watch a movie.
You watch a movie every now and then?
Every now and then.
I like to go see those moving pictures, you hear?
Man, I've been watching House of Cards. That show is awesome.
Is that your jam?
No, it's not my jam. But it's up there.
Is it? You know what? I was disappointed there was no Running Man cosplay. I'm going to find one day.
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm fat. James, what's your jam of the week this week? What is your jam?
You ain't got one.
I was going to say, I guess House of Cards because, you know, me and Matt both kind of started watching at the same time.
Yeah.
I finished up season one this past week.
I had no idea you were watching it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
When you said, I'm watching it, I said, hey, me too.
I'm like, I don't read group messages.
Yeah, you know it is a reader.
Yeah, I know. So I finished up season one. Awesome.
House of Cards.
Francis Underwood, huh?
He's my spirit animal.
He's cool.
Season
I have a t-shirt
great.
That it's coming in the mail. It is One Nation Underwood.
Oh!
Nice.
I'm going to be so jealous with that shirt.
That's good.
Logan, what's your jam of the week this week?
My jam of the week, Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
Amen.
We had a great time there. Special shout out to RJ Sills. Sunday, Sunday he and I spent about an hour together looking around at some Toku toys and stuff, and he took me to get my favorite thing I've ever bought ever, the replica belt from Kamen Rider Double with all the authentic lights and sounds, and it's just the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was nice meeting RJ this
best
weekend.
Thing
I saw
ever.
Him Sunday, hung out with him for about 15, 20 minutes.
When we do a Power Ranger episode, we'll have RJ on, which we should do very soon. So
that would be cool.
Guys, bone up on your Rangers.
Shout out to RJ Sills.
Yeah. Bone up on some Rangers.
Bone Rangers!
Did you say Lone Rangers?
Bone Rangers.
Oh. That's a different series. We don't talk about that one.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
No, I said, hey, Blinken, hold the reins, man.
Matt, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is made out with a microphone. Jam of the week microphone is Peggle 2. I got it on the PlayStation 4.
Peggle 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Peggle 2 Electric Boogaloo is the
that
name
was
of
Justice
it.
Geek's Lab 2 Electric Boogaloo. That's what we called it. It's funny. Peggle 2.
But, yeah, Peggle 2. It's,
who are you peggling?
Actually, we had a fun time with it before I came over here for the podcast. Like, it was one of those things where
you got
one
your helmet.
Person, it was like one person started out playing the game in the house, and then everyone in the house is in the room watching Peggle because it's the happiest game on Earth.
It yeah. really
I
is.
I feel like none of you are listening to me.
Oh
right
no,
now.
I'm listening.
It's really hard to.
I just got I'm
Peggle
just 2. That, I'm just getting that feeling. Peggle 2. Anyway,
happiest
it
game
a,
on Earth.
It turned into like a couch co-op. Not really co-op. It was just a fun face-to-face video game experience. Yeah. I hate every single one of you.
I'm not doing it. I'm trying to listen intently.
Peggle 2.
I love you,
next
man.
Next question.
Peggle 2.
Yeah!
Awesome. Yay, us. We're not dumb. We're dumb, but we're dumb in unison. All right, my jam of the week. My jam of the week is part and part because is because of Lex's Comic at Toy Convention. Friday night, when you guys were having all your fun in the Big Blue Martini, we were over there doing our thing. And
shaking, not stirred,
by
sir.
By the time we got finished, we were just, there was nothing else open to go eat. We were so hungry. And so we were like, let's just go get McDonald's or something. So we got on the Yelp to see what was close. And what was close and is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is Tally Ho.
T-O-L-L-Y.
Not Tally Ho, but Tally Ho. Is this great little greasy spoon restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky. It's been around since the 70s. It is the... Oh, my gosh. It is some of the best food I've ever eaten in my life. So Friday night, we were super hungry. So we went and we got burgers and shakes. And they said on Yelp, if you're a virgin, if you're first time you're at Tally Ho, tell them. So when we were up ordering, I was like, so we're virgins. And they acted like, what the crap are you talking about? And I was like, well, that was dumb. Those stupid Yelp people. I'm going to find them. So when they called us for our food, you have to go up and pay them and then get your food. And they
you
were
and
like,
the gov.
Yeah, they were like, we got some virgins here. Started ringing this cowbell. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But let me just say what my jam of the week is. Milkshakes from Tally Ho. Soft serve ice cream. Logan knows. Logan got a Nutella milkshake.
Oh, man.
Where they just scoop all the Nutella they can find in there, mix it all up together. Holy crap. It's the best milkshake.
We went back before we left Lexington just to get milkshakes.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
You were already gone.
You wouldn't have wanted to go on Friday night anyway because we walked around in the rain for about 4 hours.
I mean, we were so hungry when we got there, and that was great, but like it... Seriously, like I found one of my staples now. Like I'm already looking forward to LCTC 2016
just for
Tally Ho. I mean, it's been a staple of the University of Kentucky. So, those folks were awesome. I've been thinking about a freaking. I got a banana pudding milkshake with ooh, vanilla wafers. Oh my God,
pudding milkshake.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh my God. So I will. Sorry, but
yeah,
man.
Come on. We had a 007.
Yeah, me and James had 007 martinis, so you could just take your milkshake
and drink
and
it.
Drink
and
it.
Drink it.
I will.
And we'll all have a great time.
You guys need to go over to the sidebar and hang out there.
No,
I like the sidebar.
No, you never.
This
went.
Place was.
No.
They literally ignored us from the time we sat down to the time we left.
Well, I mean, Look at you. I mean, I'd ignore you, too.
I mean, we were rain-soaked, starving
Fred
kittens.
You got Fred Durst over there.
What?
No. All right. That'll about do it for episode 156 of the Justice Geeks podcast. If you if you're new to the show this week from LCTC 2015, thanks so much for listening. We're looking.
I thought he was about to turn it off. I was like we're gonna lose everything.
Moron.
We were the guys in the red shirts.
Yeah, we hope you saw our red shirts. If you didn't, you've joined us because of that. Thanks.
I was the dude in the backpack with the headphones.
Josh's red hat.
Yeah, I did not have a red hat on then. Just like the shirt says, I'll go on and say, make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from Texas Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JusticeGeeks.com. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter at JusticeGeeks, and most importantly, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do it.
Great stuff coming.
Great stuff there.
What a dream, man. Got it to another.
So this is kind of a thing we do at the end of the show, just so you know. Did you know that he is, like, freaking crazy and lost his mind?
Scott Stapp lost it.
Did you know this, Scott Stapp Jr.?
I think he's lost his mind.
Logan, do you know what
When I hear this stuff, I just go into
hunger.
It.
I don't. I think I'm too young for this one.
Wait.
From the life I live when I'm away.
I'm going to have to turn Scott down over there a little bit.
Turn him down.
Yeah.
So let's go there.
So you really don't know what the song is?
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
What is it?
Come on,
wait,
let's
do you know the chorus?
With our own
world. No, no, no.
Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher?
Yeah, I know.
To a place where golden streams.
What I need to tell you, though, is that my favorite Creed property is on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for Creed Shreds. It's like these
Mark Tremonti Shreds. That's a guitar player.
Well, okay. Well,
I think it's his name.
What you do is you go to YouTube, you search for Creed Shreds, and then it's basically like they've taken footage from Creed concerts and like made their own little, like they've made what they think he's saying with his mouth. It's
great. He showed it to me the night we went and got our Amiibos.
Yeah,
and it was really funny.
I haven't
funny.
Heard this song in like 10 years.
It's been a long time. Dear
let love replace all our hate.
You know, Emily went and saw them in Tupelo.
Sounds like I don't need to know the words. I can just mumble.
Wait. You're jealous that someone went and saw Korea.
Let's ask him where you wake me up to a place where I'm
I don't think we're utilizing James's talents the right way.
I just got away with gibberish.
To a place where peaches grow.
It's no game
there. Escape. Come on, let's go there.
Let's ask him if we can stay.
Can we stay?
Can we what?
Let's ask him.
It's Logan. Can we ask him to stay?
Come on, it's Logan.
Come on, it's Logan. Do you want to stay? I'm here like I'm alive for the very first time.
I thought you were spraying me with a bottle of water.
She's in this hi-hat.
Make
oh my goodness.
Mind.
I am in high school again. You're early, man.
Stop.
Your earliness is bad. There it is.
He's going to see what I just said.
Can you take me higher?
The trick is not to move your lips.
To I don't know where
what compels you to use this song?
The mumbles.
The mumbles?
The mumbles.
to a place where the rain will fail. Can you take me higher?
I'm going to sing it like John Mayer.
I'm
gonna sing it like Aaron Neville.
Can you take me?
So we use
Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.